Good morning. My name is Leo, and I will be your conference operator today. At this time, I would like to welcome everyone to the FIBRA End conference call. All lines have been placed on mute to prevent any background noise. Thank you. I will now turn the call over to Ms. Lisette Chang, Investor Relations Officer, for opening remarks. Please go ahead.
Hello, and welcome to the FIBRA End second quarter 2019 conference call. The earnings report that was issued yesterday, as well as the accompanying PowerPoint presentation, are both available in the company investor relations section of the website. Please follow along for a clear understanding of our results. Also note that forward-looking statements may be made during this conference call. These statements are based on management's current view and estimates of future economic circumstances, industry conditions, company performance, and financial results. Let's turn to slide 2 for a brief review of the topic that we will be discussing in today's call. We will start with the distribution and cancellation of certificates, followed by the highlights of the quarter. We will also update FIBRA's hotel factory projects, and at the end, we will finalize with the operational and the financial review prior to the Q&A. Taking us through these topics, we will be hear our presenters, Mr. Oscar Calvillo, Chief Executive Officer, and Mr. Miguel Aliaga, our Chief Financial Officer. I appreciate your attention at this point, and I will turn the call over to Mr. Oscar for his remarks.
Thank you, Lisette, and good morning, everyone.
As we know, the current macro situation in the region is affecting all of us in Mexico, and our sector is not the exception. Economists are already discussing the fact that Mexico could be entering a technical recession. Additionally, in terms of the manufacturing for export market, decisions with regards to major investments projects continue to be on hold, and we believe will remain on hold until the ratification of the United States-Mexico-Canada Free Trade Agreement takes place. However, this is not likely to happen soon. Given these circumstances, the company is seeking ways in which to remain proactive in addressing the economic factors that are affecting us. On July 23, our technical committee approved a management initiative to reinvest a portion of the adjusted FFO that previously was allocated in total as a quarterly distribution. This approval was also recommended by the auditing committee on July 19. Today, the price of FIBRA IN certificates reflect an important discount compared to the current value of the company's assets. As a result of this, the company's implied cap rate is now 15.5%, considering the last 12 months of NOI at current certificate prices. The predominant economic environment points to 19 marginal growth, which makes the repurchase of shares more attractive, if accompanied but currently by its cancellation. We believe that this achieves an additional implied value for our current holders. This is why, in order to generate value, FIBRA IN proposed that 50% of out of the adjusted FFO be paid in cash as an ordinary quarterly distribution, and the other 50% will be used to repurchase that equivalent amount in additional certificates that should be canceled during the quarter that is underway. The proposed repurchase initiative is based on the fundamental principle of aligning all of the company's investors to strengthen the capital structure of FIBRA IN via the reinvestment of that is highly convenient for one specific portion of the certificate flows during at least 2019, a determined period of time. This mechanism can be continued during subsequent quarters after further evaluation. The 50% adjusted FFO repurchase fund will maximize the use of the company's resources, which are already destined towards hotel renovation projects to comply with the international hotel chain standards, as well as to invest in projects underway that will generate short and medium-term benefits. This initiative follows the series of strategic actions that have been executed by FIBRA IN's management and that aim to consistently seek value generation for investors, as well as to reach the highest level of corporate structure in the sector. Following are some of the most important strategic actions by FIBRA IN represent chronologically. Elimination of property acquisition fees in 2014. In 2017, the internalization of the advisor and the agreement to pay the advisor shareholders after 3 years of operation as an internalized FIBRA, that is, at December 2019. The affirmation has a limit on the number of certificates established by the holder meetings that took place in November 2016. Control clauses were also eliminated. In 2018, the holders meetings approved a new technical committee structure. Today, the technical committee requires an independent member majority. During 2018, the company initiated the asset recycling program, an intense task that has to date achieved the sale of three non-strategic assets, and this number is expected to increase towards the end of 2019 with additional assets that are in various negotiation stages for their sale. Since 2017, the company has actively participated in the repurchase of its certificates and has canceled almost 10% of the total number of certificates issued since then. A portion of FIBRA's management team's compensation is fixed, and the other portion is variable. Both are included in administration expenses. The latter represents nearly 30% of the total and is aligned to value generation. Additionally, half of the variable compensation is paid in certificates that are calculated at the initiation of the evaluation period and are acquired in the capital market granted with a 2-year lockup. The founding partners have always expressed their alignment of interest with the rest of the market and are at this moment analyzing alternatives to capitalize their investment with further FIBRA certificates. Management is always seeking ways to make the corporate structure more active and expect to achieve substantial improvements for the remainder of the year. The funding mechanism is as follows. Funding we create with 50% of the AFFO that has not been distributed for that particular quarter. The remaining 50% of the AFFO will be distributed as a regular quarterly cash payment. There will be checkpoints in place to ensure that the funds will be used exclusively for this purpose. As such, detailed reports will be provided to the respective intermediary committees at FIBRA, and details will be provided each quarter as to exact use of those funds. This means that the use of these funds for repurchase will be obligatory for FIBRA, and therefore there will be no discretion as how to use these resources. At the same time, FIBRA will be obligated to proceed with the cancellation of these securities at the end of the period in which these have been acquired in the market. If for any reason all of the reserve fund is not used during the quarter, this will be added as a cash distribution payment additional to the 50% of the AFFO to be paid as distribution during the following quarter. While the register of repurchase is the same for FIBRA, this program is completely independent of the regular repurchase program. Thus, the funds stemming from the sales of assets could continue to be used for the repurchase of certificates, among others. In order to better identify the coexistence of the two repurchase strategies, the new proposed mechanism will have priority during the period of the certificate repurchase, meaning that first, the proceeds of the AFFO not paying cash will be used for repurchase, and once those are depleted, then the FIBRA's additional cash will be used. With these additional resources aimed at repurchases, the company will continue to actively participate during business days of the quarter, with exception of the blackout periods, in which the company is aware of periodic or extraordinary information that has not yet been announced or to the market, or in the event that the funds for repurchase have been depleted. The operation rules will also be subject to rules under the securities market law and the official publication for issues. This will take effect as of tomorrow, July 25, 2019. We currently remain very active in terms of the asset recycling problem. While this has been a very intensive task, it has allowed us to divest of three non-strategic assets. We expect this number to increase by the end of the year. Let's turn to slide 5. Therefore, for the second quarter, FIBRA reached a total distribution of 37.9 million pesos, which will be paid in cash time. The total amount shows a 65.5 decrease when compared to last year's. The distribution per certificate was 7.36 cents, equivalent to the 50% of adjusted FFO for that quarter. The trailing 12-month dividend yield was 8.3. On page 7, you will see that during this quarter, FIBRA canceled 10.5 million certificates, which were acquired through the repurchase program between May 2nd of 2018 and March 29, 2019. The aforementioned certificates represent approximately 86.6 million pesos. The exchange of the corresponding title that backed the certificate is still in the process with the authorities and should be shortly. The regular repurchase program reached a total balance of 13.5 million certificates at June 30, 2019, and the total amount of resource available for repurchase is 230.4 million pesos. After the close of the second quarter, 354,000 additional certificates were repurchased. Annual shareholders meeting. As previously announced, the annual ordinary shareholders meeting took place at the end of April, where shareholders approved the 2018 audited financial results, the external auditor's annual report, and the activities of each of the corporate governance committees. The technical committee was ratified as follows. Five independent members, Mr. Adrián Garza de la Garza, Mr. Rafael Gómez-Zeng, Mr. Héctor Medina Aguiar, Mr. Marcelo Zambrano Lozano, and Mr. Santiago Pinzón Correa. Mr. Victor Zorrilla and Mr. Joel Zorrilla as members representing the Founders Trust, as well as their respective alternates, Mr. Jose Francisco Clarion Castañeda and Mr. Adrián Hasso, respectively. Mr. Oscar Calvilla Mayer represents the management of the trust with his alternate, Mr. Miguel Elaga Argollo. And fees for independent members were also approved at 37,000 pesos for each technical committee session and 30.9 thousand pesos for each session pertaining to the other committees. Following on slide 9, during this quarter, we announced the signing of two binding agreements for the sale of two hotels, one in Guadalajara and the other in Chihuahua. The first was priced at 99 million pesos with an 8.4 NOI cap rate, and the latter was priced at 95 million pesos with a 9.4 NOI cap rate. The sale transaction of the City Express Chihuahua was just concluded last Monday upon receiving the agreement payment. We remain committed to our capital recycling strategy and continue to promote the sale of non-strategic assets. The sale of additional property is expected for the second half of this year. Hotel factory investments. The updated amounts of the hotel factory investment can be seen on slide 11. In the second quarter of 2019, the parent contribution as well as those of FIBRA for the JW Marriott Monterrey Valle project reached 30% in capital contributions for each one of us, as previously agreed. We have already arranged the terms of the debt for this project and will proceed to the contracting and disbursement of the loan. Development continues as planned, and we expect that this project will open in the third quarter of 2020. In terms of the Westin Monterrey Valle, this past April, our partner contributed $140 million to this project. FIBRA will execute the responding cash out to maintain the 30% equity contribution. The project has an opening time frame during the second half of 2019, tentatively for November, as long as the developer is able to meet proposed delivery times according to Marriott International Finance Authorization. The Marriott Monterrey Aeropuerto remains unchanged, expecting the involved investors to establish a definite participation structure. However, total investments for this project could be in the range of 600 million pesos. As negotiations with a strategic partner move forward and upon authorization by the international hotel chain related to the project and construction, we can discuss further with the market regarding this property. Finally, an update on the Playa del Carmen project. The selection process for the two finalist brands concluded. We expect to make the brand selection public as soon as we have signed the corresponding term sheet. For the time being, the amount on the table includes the investment in the land only. FIBRA's acquisition and development team is consistently reviewing other upcoming opportunities, participating in selection process and analyzing investment structures with interested partners. While we know that the challenge lies in the terms of investment returns, FIBRA is confident that what we have is a very valuable market niche, the luxury hotel market, on which the hotel factory model has based all these developments. Please turn to slide 12. The current portfolio includes 42 hotels. As we sold a hotel in Culiacán last August, but at the closing of the quarter, we are still including the two hotels which we signed binding agreements for sale, although we just received the payment of the one in Chihuahua this last Monday. As such, FIBRA has a total of 6,785 rooms as of June 30. The hotel factory pipeline has three hotels projects plus the Playa del Carmen land bank. Thank you for your attention, and at this point, I will turn the call over to Miguel Aliaga, our CFO, who will review the company's operations and financials for the quarter.
Thank you, Oscar, and good morning to everyone. With regards to the same-store sale indicators, we registered a decrease in occupancy, this time of 5.9 percentage points. As we previously commented, some of the main factors that are affecting us specifically this quarter are the generalized slowdown of the automobile sector that has mostly impacted the Bajío region and Puebla, the economic deceleration that has caused lower hotel revenues from all business segments at our properties. That includes travel agencies, corporate clients, groups, individual guests, and online travel agencies. Restrictions in government public spending at the federal and state levels, the termination of business projects, and lastly, the security issue that is present in many Mexican states. Hotels in markets with a solid performance but nevertheless with lower revenues than last year, like Monterrey and Saltillo. In terms of same-store sales, this quarter we registered a 7.9% decrease in revenue per available room and an increase in the average daily rate of 1.2%. Let's turn to page 15, where we start with a discussion of revenues. Lodging revenues decreased by 7.1% year-over-year to 459.6 million pesos for second quarter 2019, and rental revenues decreased 8% to register 24.7 million pesos. Consequently, the company experienced a 7.2% decrease in total revenues for the quarter, which was 484.3 million pesos. In terms of the breakdown by type of hotel, the proportions were consistent with the majority of revenues stemming from the select service segment at 52.1% and the full service segment at 33.9%. Let's turn to a review of the income statement on slide 16. As Oscar mentioned, the company has had experienced cost controls at the operating level and has been able to rein in corporate expenses, even though margins appear to have weakened. This is due to an arithmetic effect of lower revenue. Beginning in the first quarter of 2018, we began reporting hotel NOI, which pertains to the operation of the properties and NOI from other businesses. As such, this line item will also include revenues and costs from the strategic hotel pipeline. FIBRAIN began to receive revenues from fees charged to the strategic partners from the hotel factory. This second quarter, the income was for 2.7 million pesos. This resulted in a total NOI of 150.1 million, which represented a 30.8% margin versus the 34.5% in second quarter 2018. Adjusted EBITDA as a result was 131.3 million pesos, representing a 27.1% margin versus the 30.6% of second quarter 2018. And finally, FFO was 92.8 million pesos, a 19.2% margin when compared to the 19.4% in second quarter 2018. Turning to slide 17 for the balance sheet discussion. As of June 2019, FIBRAIN had cash and cash equivalents of 424.1 million pesos, which reflects the cash contribution of the strategic partners of the hotel factory. Additionally, there were 160.3 million pesos of VAT tax recoverable coming from an increase in value-added taxes paid related to the job progress at the JW Marriott Monterrey and the Westin Monterrey Valle hotels. We will begin the corresponding procedure with the tax authority during the third quarter. At June 30, 2019, long-term debt reached 2,970.1 million pesos, corresponding to the net balance of FIN15 and FIN18. Total equity is valued at 8.8 billion pesos. If you follow me in slide 18, we can take a look at the overall current financial situation of the FIBRA. The FIN18 and FIN15 long-term debt obligations was 60.6% at a fixed rate of 9.93% and 30.3% at a variable rate, completely hedged with weighted fixed rate swaps of 7.1%, plus a 1.10% spread. On the first quarter of 2019, there was a long-term disposition of 200 million pesos from the revolving line with the BBVA, a TIIE plus a 1.50% spread, and a short-term 100 million pesos from the revolving line with Actimber at TIIE plus at 200 basis points. The total weighted debt cost reached 8.68%. At the conclusion of June 30, 2019, Fibrain has a ratio of loan-to-value that is 26.5% and a conservative debt service coverage of 1.9 times and available resources of 950 million pesos. That is all for me. Thank you for your attention. At this time, we're ready for your questions. Operator?
Thank you. At this time, we will open the floor for your questions. First, we will take the questions from the conference call and then the webcast questions. If you would like to ask a question, please press the star key followed by the one key on your touchtone phone now. That is star one on the phone. Questions will be taken in the order in which they are received. If at any time you would like to remove yourself from the question queue, just press the pound key or star two. Again, to ask a question, that is star one. For the webcast viewers, simply click the question mark button on the on your webcast player. A pop-up window will appear, and then simply type your question in the box, then hit send. We'll take our first question from Armando Rodriguez of Signum Research. Your line is open.
Hello, everyone. Thank you for the call. Well, my question here is about your strategy. Considering that CNBV or Comisión Nacional Bancaria de Valores has reflecting some lacks regarding the canceling CBFIs, and considering this scenario will remain, if we should expect that your further repurchases will be excluded from distribution rights in considering this scenario where those CBFIs will not be canceling immediately? Thank you very much.
Hello, Armando. This is Miguel Aliaga, CFO of the company. Yes, we all know that there are some delays on the process on CNBV, but that doesn't affect what we will be doing because as soon as we repurchase shares, and in the, since the first time we start repurchasing shares, those shares have not economic rights. So the end of the process will be canceling those shares, those certificates. But since the first moment we buy them, they are not taken into account for dividend distributions, no? So that's let's say that gives any shareholder the benefit of concentrating the dividends in less certificates.
Perfect.
So the only
thank
thing
you very much.
Need to is formalizing the cancellation, but that will happen sooner or later.
Okay. That's very clear. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
And once again, those on the phones, press star one if you'd like to ask a question. We'll move next to Andrea Lara of Signum Research.
Hi, guys. Thanks for the call. I have two questions. The first one is, what percentage of your total portfolio is susceptible of being recycled? And my second question is related to the new strategy of reinvesting in certificates. Can you tell me what is the relation between this strategy and the maximization of the use of cash flows? Thanks.
Hello, Andrea. Yes, we have about potential for recycling is about 10% of the number of hotels and 5% of the total value.
The number of hotels
is sorry. 20% of the hotels, 10% value. Sorry, that's the real one. So it means that we are looking to recycle the smaller hotels in the in different locations, in secondary markets. So I don't know if that answers the first question. And the second one, yes, what we are what we're intending is finally buybacks are taking us into account. And again, the theory says that buybacks are just another way of returning cash to shareholders. The only thing is that this happens in a longer term. It's not for the short-term benefit, but for the long-term benefit. And as soon as we, as we said that our last 12 month implied cap rate is 15.5%, the best investment the company.
If you see all the recycling that we've done so far, the average compounded cap rate of those sales, it's around 8% or even less. I'm not sure exactly. And right now, our valuation is about 15 cap rate. So you can imagine that if we're able to sell non-strategic hotels on those cap rates, and if we consider that that will be the market value of the asset, then the estimated value of our share will be around 12%. If we're buying it at 6 or whatever the amount is now, we are doing a lot of value generation to our remaining shareholders. So, yes, the strategy is it's an arbitration, which is now we're taking the other step. We sell hotels, and then we buy certificates, and we take advantage of that, and we're creating value to our shareholders. When the other the cycle is the other way, you get a good valuation, okay, then you buy hotels with a higher cap rate of your valuation, and then there's no arbitration. You're doing that and generating value to your shareholders. So this is a strategy aimed to the situation in which we are currently.
Okay, thanks. That was useful.
And once again, those on the phones, press star 1. For the webcast viewers, simply click the question mark button on your webcast player. And there are no further questions on the phones
and
at this
I think
time.
We have, I'm sorry, this is Maria. We have a couple questions from the webcast. Jason Yoon from BBH and Martin Lara are both asking, where do you see the occupancy rate and the average daily rate during the next few quarters? And then what can we expect going forward?
Yes, okay, answering the question for Martin Lara. Yes, the second half of the year, we expect that this should improve better than what we saw in the first half of the year. Still is the environment, the economic environment is still so difficult because we'll depend on the final signing of the TMEC, for example, that if that happens, this will be very positive for the company. So let's say that that at least what we expect and as we mentioned, the second half of the year, no? Because also, and I see a second question of Martin, we are expecting, for example, the opening of our hotel, the Westin Hotel, that should happen in this second half of the year. And again, no, as we are selling more assets, those also we are cleaning what we also answered in. This type of cap rates and investing in higher cap rates.
That the second half of the year will improve.
No, over
the first half of the year. And there's another question.
Yeah, we have another question, and the second question is coming from Martin Lara also, and he's asking, could you give us an update on the hotel factory and the hotel sales that you are planning during the rest of the year?
Yes, we will continue selling, looking for opportunities to sell assets. Of course, we will not be announcing what assets we are selling at what price, because then we are not going to sell any asset. Also, that's important to mention. And also will depend. We don't have a specific pipeline because that will depend on the development of this. At least we know that the assets that may be potential for sale are non-strategic assets with no barriers of entry, medium to small assets, for example. And then, of course, if we have an opportunity or an acquisition opportunity and looks attractive for us, then we will sell it. No? But as we mentioned before, we have about 25% of the portfolio representing not more than 10% of the total value of the portfolio. That's important to mention.
Okay.
And once again, to ask a question via phone line, press star 1 on your touchtone phone. We have a follow-up question from Armando Rodriguez of Signum Research.
Thank you very much. Just a follow-up. Regarding your OTA expenses, what we should expect on this matter through this quarter and the following quarters? That's my last question. Thank you.
Yeah, hello. Yeah. Well, basically, regarding the ODAs, we have two trends. One's in one direction, the other goes in the other direction. If we need to sell to different channels because the market is softening, then we need to use more OTAs which are a higher expense to compare to BTAs, business travel agencies, or direct sales from either the brand.com or telephone reservation or our workforce. But of course, that will increase the cost for us. It's been growing. In 3 years ago, about 6% of our sales were through ODAs. Right now, we are a little bit over 10%. And the other way is which these expenses are going down is because I don't know if you've been aware that there have been negotiations between the major chains, which most of them we are franchisees of those chains, in which they agreements with like the one that Mayor did with Expedia. Expedia is now charging 10% for Mayor branded hotels. That is it's a tremendous advantage because independent hotels pay as much as 25%, no? And 10% is the same amount as paid to the BTA, so actually it's coming back to market conditions and not the 17% that there were shortly, just a few years ago. The chains, they have ranges in the low teens, between 10 to 14%, the major chains, which now we are the ones that we are paying with the OTAs. And there are different OTAs. If one of them is with a higher rate, of course you use the other ones, no? Which all of them have a real good potential of distributing your needs of customers.
Okay. Perfect. Thank you very much.
And it appears there are no further questions at this time. I'd be happy to return the call to Mr. Calvillo for any concluding remarks.
Well, there was another question in the webcast that I asked about my Isabel Sheraton. We didn't have any comments on that. Well, we appreciate your confidence and your continued interest in our company. We look forward to speaking with you again soon. Have a good day. Thank you very much.